This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Now here's glory days of a different stripe. Those golden years, the glory days of your retirement years. Let's talk about that here in Central Virginia. Sue Lieberman joins me live in studio. She is director of Branchlands, an independent living age-restricted rental community. Is that how I describe it?
It's a mouthful, but you got it right.
So you can't be just out of college and live in Branchlands, right? Unless you went back to college.
Well, you know, a lot of seniors are doing that these days.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
That's part of aging gracefully and lifelong learning. So
we have a lot we want to talk about, Sue, but I like to always start with a 101 just to have the guests sort of... This is a return trip for you to this studio, but remind us again, Sue Lieberman 101, where are you from and how you ended up in Charlottesville?
I moved to Charlottesville 5.5 years ago from Rochester, New York, and have literally worked around the country, first in health and human services and the past 18 years in senior care and living. Wow. I moved down here to help open a new retirement community and worked with the senior center for a while and then had my own consulting business. I'm actually a geriatric care manager by training. So while doing that for a few years, Ina Langman, who was the former owner of Branchlands, said, you know, I'm going to retire soon. You'd be perfect here. So when I heard that she officially was retiring, I threw my hat in the ring, and here I am, and I've been there now. I've been at Branchlands now a little over a year.
And it's a booming industry. We can say that, I guess.
Well, I believe, I'm not quoting incorrectly, it's the fastest growing industry in the country.
Wow. Retirement community.
Well, senior care and living.
Yeah.
Combination.
Wow. Yeah. So tell us about Branchlands. Of course, I've been there many times to interview folks about local history, but for folks who just got here from Des Moines, what is Branchlands? Where is it? And what are we talking about?
Well, Branchlands today is actually a destination. It's 26 perfectly gorgeous landscaped acres with a pond and walking trails, and it's on the Ravina Trail as well. And today, there are two parts of Branchlands. One is a condominium community that has its own homeowners association, and then there's my part of Branchlands, which is actually a rental apartment community for independent seniors.
We're talking with Sue Lieberman from Branchlands, and what's the website, by the way?
Is it www.branchlands.com?
You can't get any easier than that. And of course, we want you in here to talk about Branchlands, but also there's something going on that we want folks to know about. The governor has proclaimed this month as Older Virginians Month, and in response, Charlottesville has proclaimed May 29th, which is day after tomorrow, as Senior Independence Day in Charlottesville.
Yeah, and I think we at Branchlands and the people that we've been working with need to take a little bit of credit for that, because this weekend started out as our reintroduction of Branchlands into the community. We're just finishing a huge refurbishing project of Branchlands, of the manor house and of all our public areas. And we thought, well, you know, that's cool, but we're an independent living community, and given that this is an appropriate time to be honoring independent seniors, let's do that. So we are doing that on Friday, the 29th. We actually have identified a member of the community who an awful lot of people who have been involved in senior issues know, Jean Ecton Smith Davis, as our honored independent senior. Jean has long been
in. There you go. Way to go, Jean. And we were hoping she could be with us today, but she was unable to be here. But
unfortunately,
she is this is the first annual event, and she's the first annual senior independent.
Honored independent senior.
There you go. So each year in Charlottesville, we will honor a senior to celebrate this new annual event that will celebrate seniors living in our community.
Right? Correct.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
And there's only going to be more of them.
That's right.
And more.
And more.
And more. Well, Charlottesville just hit Kiplinger's list of the fourth best place to live in America. And it's always ranked as a great place to retire to.
I'm astounded. It actually is a destination for retirement now. And I mean, who could help? You know, as I mentioned, I've lived and worked around the country, and it's without question the most beautiful place I've ever lived.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody who said, seniors don't want to come live here. There's too much traffic. And I'm like, are you kidding?
Yeah.
I grew up just outside of Washington. We don't have a traffic problem. By and large, things move pretty steadily here. You know, we got a couple hours a day where it might get a little crowded, but it's nothing like so many other places in America where things just stop.
That's so true. And of course, when you live at a place like Branchlands, you know, we have folks that drive and still maintain their own cars.
Sure, yeah.
But we also have folks who don't want to deal with the traffic. So we do provide transportation as do most of the retirement communities in town.
Yeah. We're talking with Sue Lieberman. She's director at Branchlands. And so give us the rundown now, because it's going to be 2 days of festivities, right, coming up?
Huge. Friday, which is the official Senior Independence Day, we're having a ribbon cutting at 10 in the morning. And actually, the mayor's office has been kind enough to give us a proclamation proclaiming Friday as Senior Independence Day.
Love it.
Yes, we do too. And we will be honoring Jean during that time.
I was reading her bio. She's very impressive. I mean, you talk about a public servant. I mean, if there's a board somewhere, this woman has served on it.
Absolutely. And she's always been involved in whatever community she's lived in. But in more recent years, really impressive resume when it comes to her appointments and elected positions, not just locally, but nationally as well, dealing with senior issues and advocacy.
So the ribbon cutting for the new Branchlands is Friday?
At 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And that is a major public event.
Well, the major public event is really on Saturday,
okay,
the 30th, from 10 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon. We invite the entire community to come and see our new gorgeous digs, if you will.
Right.
We will be serving refreshments. We'll be doing tours. The Henley Middle School Jazz Choir, who have visited Branchlands before and are a fabulous group of young women, are going to be doing a concert at 11:30. And then starting...
Saturday.
That's on Saturday. Okay. And then at 12:30, Michael Elswick, who is very well known in town in jazz circles, and his trio will be playing for a couple of hours, so people
cool.
can come out and boogie as well.
Yeah, that's great.
And then back to Friday again. Friday afternoon, we are also having a reception to honor Jean from 3 to 6 o'clock. And, you know, a lot of her friends and our friends in the community will be coming. But the big public hoopla is going to be on Saturday.
And remind folks again how they can get there.
We are so accessible. If you know Route 29 and you're going north, there's a traffic light at Greenbrier Drive. You hang a right at the Texaco station, go past the senior center, and Greenbrier dead ends on a little circle, and Branchlands Drive is on that circle on the left.
Oh,
can't
that's
get
very
lost.
Easy. Yeah, no,
can't
that's
get
great.
Lost. So, and there's loads of parking, and you just go straight up Branchlands Drive, and you'll know you're there when you see this big, gorgeous pre-Civil War manor house.
And that is what has been refurbished and will be reopened here this
That's
weekend.
That's correct. As well as, yes, we've done the manor house, and we've also done a lot of refurbishing and construction in the rest of our property. We've built a fantastic multi-purpose activities room with big screen TV and surround sound.
Oh, that's great.
We have an exercise room that has age-appropriate equipment that nobody can fall off of and get hurt. And we're just having a ball with
that's
everything
terrific.
Going on, as are our residents, I might add.
We're honored to have Sue Lieberman live in studio. She's the director of Branchlands, online at branchlands.com. I would imagine that it has to be really rewarding to be in this line of work, to work so closely with people that have lived such full lives and are, you know, really celebrating their lives. I mean, they're still very active and very busy, especially in this community.
The average age, well, we have an age range at Branchland in our apartments from 73 to 98. Now, these are all independent people who live in their own apartments, who, you know, are out and about and involved and interested. And that's one of the beauties, I think, of living at Branchlands. The staff is really sensitive to individual needs. And we have a lot of people who just want to be out in the community and out and about and busy all day.
Yeah.
And we have other people who just want to sit in our new rocking chairs and rock on the porch and look at the gorgeous surroundings.
And they have earned that.
They have absolutely earned
that. I'll tell you, for years when I was doing my History of the University of Virginia research back in the 90s and early 2000s, I visited so many retirement communities throughout this area, interviewing folks who either had a business on the corner or UVA alumni or worked at the university. And I met so many wonderful, wonderful people who just enjoyed, really, truly enjoyed having somebody to come by to just chat.
Absolutely. And we encourage people to do that. I mean, that's one, you know, when we're young, anyone that touches our lives, as is the case for me, and I think the reason that, you know, I do what I do is I used to sit and listen to my grandparents tell stories, and it just captivated me. And it took me years to figure out that this was my passion. This was the population that really molded my life, and that's why I do what I do.
Sue Lieberman is the director of Branchlands, and they're celebrating the grand reopening of their manor house, and they're also celebrating Senior Independence Day for Charlottesville, the first annual big event, and they'll have events there all day on Saturday, Friday and Saturday. Sue, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.